All right, we might have a series here. The Denver Nuggets over the Los Angeles Lakers, 114-106, the final score. Denver back in the hunt here, 2-1. Think about how critical Thursday's game becomes between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. A chance for Denver to either tie the series or the Lakers to take control of the series. I say that actually almost even joking around. We've seen Denver 2 series in a row and they're down 3-1. It's almost as if they have the opponent right where they want them. Give the Denver Nuggets credit tonight. Just tip your hat off and give them credit for what they did in this game for about, you could say, 40 minutes or so. Yes, the Lakers went on an unbelievable run to cut the deficit all the way down to 3 and had incredible opportunities to either tie the game or take it down to 1 and really put the pressure on the Denver Nuggets. But the reality, if you ask me, we're 3 games in. If Lakers would have come back and won this game, I don't think this series, the way it's played out, is indicative of any of these teams being up 3-0. I think 2-1 is probably the right place of where it is. And, you know, Lakers have got away with a lot of mistakes. They got away with a lot of mistakes in Game 2, and they got away with some mistakes here in Game 3 and almost came out with a win. I feel like sometimes when you take a loss, this is going to be an opportunity for the Lakers to regroup and really work on some of the mistakes that we're referring to. You know, if you look at the box score, and there's stats that always kind of pop out. For the Lakers, you went 14 of 22 from the free throw line. You went 6 of 26 from the three-point line. You were out-rebounded by 19 to the Denver Nuggets. Still a lot of turnovers with 16 turnovers for the Lakers. Those are important stats. Those are incredibly important stats. And I would just say this, let's forget about the box score. How about just coming out with the right energy? Not digging yourself a 20-point hole in the second half and trying to, you know, obviously climb back. And they were climbing. Lakers were scratching and clawing. To see LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the defensive side, both with their hands on their hip, because they had made this amazing run, and, you know, it looked like they were spent by the time it was just a three-point game. LeBron missed a three. Kuzma missed a critical three. KCP, I thought all the momentum was with the Lakers. KCP missed a huge three. So those possessions right there, maybe the Lakers come out and win, but do they deserve this win? Do they deserve winning a game where in this position, where you dug this much of a hole, where I mentioned, you know, some of those stats, they shot so poorly from the free throw line, so poorly from the three-point line, out-rebounded the way they were. No, I don't think they deserve to win this game. I love the fight. I love the fact that they, you know, made a run and fought to come back. But this series being 2-1, that sounds right to me. It sounds like, you know, neither team should have a 3-0 deficit or whatever the case is. Of course, the Los Angeles Lakers on that front. Like we always do in the post-game show here, the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show, we want to hear from Laker fans. We want to get your thoughts on the game. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Give us your thoughts on this game. If you have some thoughts on individual players, if you have some thoughts on what the Lakers didn't do from a team perspective, if you want to start looking towards Game 4, we let you guys do that on this platform right here, 877-710-ESPN. I'll grab a couple quick phone calls here, and then we'll get to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel here in a few minutes. Let's start off with Ryan in Fresno. Ryan, thank you for calling in, bud. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alan?
Doing good, man. Thank you for calling in.
No, thanks for taking my call, man. I just wanted to get, I mean, like you were touching earlier on the rebounds, man, getting out rebounded 25-44.
But can't happen.
LeBron James being our leading rebounder with 10. He was the only person in double digit with rebounding.
AD with two rebounds.
On nearly 43 minutes, our second leading rebounder, Danny Green, with 4. I mean, and speaking of Danny Green, I've said it several times. I've called in on this show.
Yep.
I'm sick and tired of waiting to hear. He's so inconsistent for him to show up. 25% tonight. Like, that can't happen, especially when we're shooting 6 of 26 from 3-point field. Like, that can't happen when we're getting out rebounded like that. We're not gonna get the job done like that.
Well, look, Ryan.
At the end of the day.
Ryan, I appreciate you calling in. Maybe it's a wake up call. You know, sometimes you got to take an L And the Lakers certainly have been playing. They were 10-2 coming into this game in the postseason. So I think there's a lot of times where the Lakers just feel, all right, we're not playing perfect, or okay, we had a ton of turnovers, or we could tighten up in this area or that area, but they're still coming out with wins. So I feel in the predicament that they're in now, you took a loss. Maybe that changes all the focus coming into game four. Game four is not a small game. I mean, game four is, we're either set up for a seven-game series here, or the Lakers could close it out in five games. And that's a significant difference when you're trying to win an NBA championship. You got Miami and Boston that are going to continue their series tomorrow. So it's a critical that's a critical game coming up, and game four is going to be a critical game. Manuel and Gardena. Manuel, I appreciate you calling into the Pizza Hut Lakers Pulse Game Show. Go ahead, bud.
My man, the sleeve stack. Hey, first off, you do an excellent job. You know that, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Earlier, I was listening to you and MT, and I was with you, man. He was disrespecting the Nuggets, man. Like, come on, MT. You know, they got the heart of a champ, man. This is basically the de facto finals, if you ask me. Mike Malone is a hell of a coach. You know what I mean? And those guys, they got a lot of vets over there, man. So nothing's going to be given to these guys. You know, they had a couple bad quarters, but I'm with you, Slee. This is a wake-up. Every time that the Lakers have been challenged, what happens? They come back hard, like A-Ball and MJG back in the day, coming back hard. So nothing to fear, Laker fans. 2020 is our year, and it's just going to be a six-gamer probably. Don't trip. We got this.
Appreciate the call, Manuel. Thank you for doing that. Listen, and I think just to kind of play off what you just said, sometimes it's a good thing to get woken up, and sometimes you need an L to wake up. And, you know, I was mentioning this before the series started. I said Lakers in six. Now, I hope it's in five. But Denver has already proven this entire postseason. Doesn't matter what you think about them. It doesn't matter if you like the style of basketball that they play. All of that is irrelevant. They're going to play every night. They're going to come out. These guys are this is another – there's a reason why they're in the Western Conference Finals. Give Denver their credit tonight, 114-106, the final over the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll keep lining up the phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. We'll take your calls throughout the postgame show, but let's take some time to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the Lakers' eight-point loss.
Hey, Frank, what did you make of the gap in the rebounding and I suppose just the general energy and effort in this game tonight?
The gap in rebounding is more about field goal attempts. I mean, they, you know, they had five more offensive rebounds than us, but you know, we had 10 more shots than them, so there's going to be more rebounds to get. You know, I thought Denver played with great energy throughout the game. We didn't match it early; we matched it late. But you know, they're a great basketball team, so credit them for the win.
Frank, so much in the transition in that fourth quarter comeback. What did you see in the first three quarters with Denver being a little bit more locked into the paint and a little bit of struggle in breaking that down?
Yeah, they played a really good basketball game. You know, they made shots, they made plays, they got to the free throw line. They played with great energy. You know, I thought we were not as sharp as we could have been on both ends of the floor. You know, we've been playing at a really high level, a little bit off there in the first half. But, you know, I like the spirit that our guys competed with down the stretch to try to make it a game.
Frank, there were a few times during the game that you guys made runs and got pretty close. What do you think it was that allowed Denver to push back and ultimately pull this out?
Yeah, well, they're a terrific team, so they're going to make plays. You know, you put yourself in an 18-point hole, it's tough to climb out of that, you know. But like I said, our guys did make runs, showed some resiliency, had an opportunity to win the game. Couple situations, we had a turnover, a couple missed threes. We could have closed the gap or taken a lead. But again, great spirit to fight back in the game.
Frank, what allowed you guys to have some success with the zone defense in the fourth quarter?
Well, the activity. You know, I mean, that's what you know, as a coach, when your team gets down and, you know, you're looking for something to try to give your team a spark, you try to change the game. You know, sometimes it's a lineup, sometimes it's a coverage, you know, sometimes it's the zone defense. You know, I throw it out there, just break their rhythm a little bit. It doesn't always work. It did tonight. And, you know, it's something we've talked about with our group about playing some zone with this team to break their rhythm because they're so surgical offensively. And it worked down a stretch, but you know, obviously the deficit was too much to overcome.
Hey, Frank, it's Bill. The Nuggets before the fourth quarter had outscored you guys in five straight quarters going back to game two. Have they made some adjustments that you guys are still trying to figure out? And how concerning is just sort of the trend of what they've been able to do against you now over two straight games?
Yeah, both teams, you know, are making adjustments on the fly, subtle things. You know, they didn't make any major adjustments, but just executing through the coverages, taking what the defense gives you. They're great at reading defense. They've been together for a long time, obviously. And, you know, you do A, they're going to do B. You do B, they're going to do A. They're very good at that. Have gotten a little bit better as the series has gone along. And, you know, we just got to be a little bit better on the defensive end, you know, just reacting to those reads.
Allison?
Obviously, Denver took a very tough loss and came out with urgency. Do you think that this loss, I mean, you guys coming in within three after being down 20, can have a similar effect? And how do you guys want to kind of make it into that?
Yeah, well, it has to. You know, this is the playoffs. We have to respond to a loss. And, you know, we know how resilient this team is, you know, so we got to come out with great fight in game four.
Frank, along Bill's question, those five quarters, it feels like you guys have been a jump shooting team a lot in that stretch. Obviously, that's what Denver's trying to get you to do, but can you guys be more aggressive? And did you think that when things were going well, that it came off of attacking the rim?
There's no question. I agree with what you said. You know, when we settle too much, you know, we play into their hands when we're attacking the paint. We're getting great looks every time we're touching the paint. So we definitely have to be more aggressive.
Will, back to you.
All right, yes, last two from me, Jim.
Yeah, Frank, the turnover issues, especially in the first half, how much of that was you guys and how much of it was stuff that they were doing?
Denver's a great defensive team. They're very good with their hands. It's a little bit of both always, you know, when it comes to turnovers. We could be less careless, but you have to credit the defense as well.
Hey, Frank, what did you think of Rondo's defensive effort in the fourth that helped you guys cut their lead from 20 to 3?
Yeah, he was a huge spark for us, especially when we went zone. You know, he's our best sort of activity communicator in those situations. Very good with his hands, gambling and whatnot. And was a huge part of that run.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Lakers lose to the Denver Nuggets, 114-106, the final score. I want to give a shout-out to the Wallace Firm, official personal injury law firm of the postgame show all season long right here on 710 ESPN. Have a personal relationship with Brad Wallace and his team of attorneys. No one else I'd recommend. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com. When we come back, more of your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. Plus, we'll hear from LeBron James. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 114-106, the final score. Lakers still have a 2-1 series lead on the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. 64-48, Lakers actually dominated points in the paint, but I did already point out, and I won't harp on it too much, where they really lost three-point line, they were 15 more points for the Denver Nuggets from the three-point line. They also had 9 more points from the free throw line, and the 44-25 rebounding disadvantage for the Lakers, that was crucial. That was definitely crucial right there. I want to, and I'll kind of continue with this theme throughout the postgame show, give credit to the Denver Nuggets. They shouldn't be down 3-0. I don't know how else you want me to put it. They shouldn't. In this series, we've played 3 games against them, and I don't think it's been that lopsided. You could even make the argument that Lakers are fortunate to be up 2-1 after AD hit that shot. Kuzma actually said something, had a reference to that about how they shouldn't have won game two. I do want to take a few of your guys' calls here before we go to LeBron James. 877-710-ESPN. Jose in Montebello. Jose, appreciate you calling in, bud. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call. So I know what Jokic is on offense, but I feel that we're not attacking him enough on defense. And more than anything, you know, put him in those pick-and-roll situations where he switches off to LeBron. Cause, you know,
you're right, Jose.
I feel that every time that we do that, you know, LeBron is able to blow by him. And, you know, LeBron is so good at identifying if he's going to get that second defender help and be able to kick out. So why aren't we doing enough of that? Why
Jose, even if Jokic, even if, let's say, LeBron has that advantage, but if you're more aggressive on Jokic on the offensive side, maybe you get him into foul trouble. You remember game one he had, I think, 5 fouls through three quarters. He had 3 fouls in the second quarter. So I think that's a fair point, Jose, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me grab a couple more phone calls here. Joe in the Inland Empire. Joe, appreciate you calling in. Pizza at Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, what's up, Alvin? How you doing, man?
Doing okay, Joe.
I am disappointed about tonight, but I want to say, you know, one thing that I do know for a fact, mm-hmm. when I noticed that AD had 0 rebounds, like, that's the main thing about our team. Like, we are, like, probably one of the worst teams in the half court, but when we're crashing boards and we're running in transition, we're unstoppable. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see that today. I didn't see nobody, like, crashing boards and, like, running. We had a little episode when we came back, when we were doing it, when Rondo was coming up with all the steals and stuff. But
yeah, Rondo was great. And that fourth quarter, Rajon Rondo was relentless.
Oh, that was wild
relentless.
Rondo. That was wild Rondo right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was a wasted effort, you know. So we need to get Kuzma out the game too. I don't know what the hell he's been doing the last 2 games, but we need to get the right players on the court that
will
win.
Well, Joe, I think this is what happened. I appreciate you calling in. First of all, Anthony Davis, I guarantee you when we hear from AD, you know, at some point in this postgame show, I think AD is going to be the first one to point out 2 rebounds is obviously not enough, and that's not Anthony Davis. I don't actually remember doing a postgame show all season long since Anthony Davis has been a Los Angeles Laker where it says 2 rebounds. I mean, we got actually into the postgame, and I'm kind of looking at some of the stats. I was pointing out LeBron with a triple-double. I had to look 2-3 times. Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean AD's got 2 rebounds? So he'll be probably the first one to make mention of that. That's number one. And the second thing real quick on Kuz, you know, for those who are, you know, obviously tuned in on 710 ESPN, you're listening to the app or you're on all our social platforms, I'm reading a lot of these messages and a lot of heat Kuzma's taking. Let me just say this real quick. As we go at individual players from an offensive perspective, you gave up 63 points in the first half. I mean, that's a team thing. That's not a Kuzma thing. I heard somebody complain about Danny Green a little bit earlier. I know Green's struggling from the field. Defensively is how this Lakers team is going to beat the Denver Nuggets. Not offensively. You know why the Lakers came back in that fourth quarter? You know why they went on a 21-2 run? I just mentioned it. You see what Rondo was doing on defense? You see what the Lakers were doing on the defensive side? You do that in the first half for the first 24 minutes, you're going to be up 15, 18 points. You waited too long to play defense. Did they miss critical shots? They did. Kuz missed a big shot. KCP, LeBron James missed a three there towards the end as well. They did miss critical shots, but they were already on a 21-2 run. You gave yourself zero margin for error, and at the end of the day, that's just not how you're going to win any of these games. I'm not saying it's not okay to criticize Kuz. I'm not saying it's not okay to criticize, you know, some of these individual players. You gave up 63 in the first half. Tell me how many games the Lakers have won this season where they give up that many points. Not often. Okay, let's go to LeBron James. Let's hear from LBJ. LeBron, by the way, a triple-double. Unfortunately, It's on a loss, 30 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. How about two steals and two block shots as well? I was hoping we can highlight a little bit more of that in the postgame show. But the reality is when you take an L, some of those individual stats just don't stand out as much. Lakers lose 114-106. Here's LBJ.
I'm wondering how you would react to the first three quarters before you guys made the run. What do you think was the difference that let Denver build that 20-point lead?
I think it was the same game, too. Same thing that we was able to get by, you know, with the AD shot, turn the ball over too much. We put him to the free throw line. And, you know, I give credit where credit is due, though. Denver came in and played exceptionally well. They played better than us, more aggressive than us through three quarters, 36 minutes. But, you know, it isn't a penalty in the third quarter with like 9.5 minutes to go. And we had some turnovers that led to some easy buckets for them. We had 16 turnovers for 25 points, and we put them to the line 29 times. So it's not going to be winning ingredients for us if we continue to do that. And we knew that even after game two, we talked about that, trying to assure that. So we got to be better in that game four.
Frank talked about the importance of touching the paint off drives or whatever when a team is packing it like Denver has and so many teams have. What are some things, LeBron, you guys can do better in game four and that end?
No, I think offensively, at times we were very good. At times we weren't. I think we just got to do a better job, like you said, of like, you know, Coach was saying, getting to the paint. And, you know, once the defense collapsed, just finding our guy's weak side, either if it's a guy that's slashing, you know, through the weak side into the paint, if it's a guy that's spotted up on the outside, or if we're one of our bigs getting behind the defense for a lob. So Denver's been a great, pretty good defensive team all year, and we understand that. So I'm looking forward to seeing our film, our film session tomorrow. And, you know, continue to get better.
LeBron, the success you guys had in the fourth quarter, some due to zone defense, some due to activity. Was it just a matter of upping the intensity level? Was it giving a different look that Denver wasn't anticipating? How do you account for the run you went on?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think we played with a lot more energy, we understood we had 12 minutes left to try to make a game of it. We was able to do that. We was able to switch some things up defensively. Going zone here, going man here, trying to keep them off balance. But, when you dig yourself a hole like that, you know, every shot that they make, every shot that we miss, feels like the game is collapsing. So, we played, some pretty good ball in the fourth quarter, but those first 36 minutes hurt us, obviously.
LeBron, I wanted to ask you something off the court. You've spent so much time in the bubble talking about police brutality and the relationship of police to the Black community. And then on Tuesday, you expressed your condolences toward the officers in Compton who were shot and talked about the need for nonviolence. There's this sort of narrative and this framing that emerges from some people that frames your position in talking about police brutality as something that incites violence against officers. And the LA County Sheriff obviously had that kind of implication last week, I think, when he asked you to contribute to the reward. I'm wondering what your reaction is when you hear those two things connected. And did you think it was appropriate for the sheriff to sort of bring that up and bring you into that discussion?
I've never, in my 35 years, ever condoned violence. Never have. But I also know what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And I grew up in the inner city, in a Black community, and what we call the hood or the ghetto, however you want to picture it. And I've seen a lot of counts firsthand of a lot of Black people, racially profiled because of our color. And I've seen it, throughout my whole life. And I'm not saying that all cops are bad, because I actually, throughout high school and things of that nature. I'm around them all the time and they're not all bad. But, when you see the videos that's going on, and you can see all over the, not only, my hometown, but, all over America, you continue to see the acts of violence towards my kind. I can't do nothing but to speak about it and see, the common denominator. But not one time have I ever said, let's act violent towards cops. I just said that, what's going on in our community is not okay. And we fear for that. And we fear for our lives. It's something that we go on every single day as a black man and a black woman and a black kid, a black girl. We fear that moment where we're pulled over or you know, I just seen something, I believe yesterday or the day before, of a guy in Wisconsin was renting a house, and the next door neighbor called the police on him, and the police came in the house without a warrant, without anything, and arrested the guy, a black man, because he was sitting out on a porch. And if you can't tell me that's not racial profiling, then I don't know what the hell we're looking at. But I do not condone violence towards anyone, police, black people, white people, anyone of color, anyone not of color, you know, because that's not going to ever make this world or America, you know, what we want it to be. So, and I have zero comment on the sheriff.
All right, that's LeBron James right there, sticking to his word of continuing to act on some of the social justice that's out there, and specifically in this Orlando bubble, continuing to spread that message. By the way, I'm gonna save this one here. Om Young Masuk, who obviously works for ESPN, has a quote up on Twitter. I'm gonna read it, and we come back from Jamal Murray. And I think Laker fans, I think this is an interesting one. I think this might add a little fuel to the fire. We'll do that when we come back. Stay right here. More of your guys' phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Lakers basketball on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Metro. Metro continues to strengthen cleaning on our buses and trains with added services to help maintain social distancing. For your essential trips, learn more at metro.net/we're here for you. Lakers lose to the Denver Nuggets 114-106. By the way, game four coming up on Thursday. That's a big-time game for the Los Angeles Lakers. We're going to find out, you know, what the Lakers are made of, what the Denver Nuggets are made of in this game coming up in game four. So I teased this here a little bit. Om Young Masuk, who covers the NBA for ESPN. Jamal Murray, nice little quote from Jamal Murray. We feel like we should be up 2-1 right now, to be honest. All right. Okay. Jamal Murray thinking this 2-1 lead for the Los Angeles Lakers should actually be flipped. Denver should have that lead. Listen, I don't blame Jamal Murray and that Denver Nuggets team to be cocky, to be confident, to not care who they're playing, to not pay attention to who their opponent is. It's impressive what they've done, and nobody expected them to be in the Western Conference Finals. And frankly, they are a Anthony Davis three-pointer at the buzzer away from being up technically 2-1. Now, would that have changed this game? Of course it would have. I hope the Lakers are reading that quote, and I hope they're spending some time on it. And I don't mind Jamal Murray saying it. Probably doesn't need to say it publicly, but that's how you know that Denver Nuggets team feels. And they're going to be walking into game four with a lot of confidence. Now it's up to the Los Angeles Lakers, who went on an incredible run in the fourth quarter to quiet everybody down, to quiet those critics down. Cyrus in Palmdale. Cyrus, I appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud. You there, Cyrus? All right, let's move on. Go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
Hi, Dana. I just want to talk about how the Lakers had the opportunity to win at the fourth quarter in a Rondo game.
They had a shot. They had a shot. Definitely did. I think we lost Cyrus right there. Big Rob in Inglewood. Big Rob, go ahead, bud. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
What's up? I want to give a shout-out to LeBron James. What he just said, everything he just said was perfectly said. But the next thing I just want to say is Laker fans were so happy that Denver put the Clippers out. But my question is, hey, if a dog beats the baddest dog that you think is on the block,
sure,
are you happy that that dog is coming to fight your dog next? No, we should not be happy. Denver is more dangerous. The only person who was really saved from Denver putting Clippers out mm-hmm. was LeBron James, him being considered the best player in the world. Because if Clippers would have came and beat them, Kawhi Leonard would have been considered the best player in the world, hands down.
So Big Rob, what you're saying is, at the end of the day, not enough credit to the Denver Nuggets.
Yes, I am. That's what I'm saying. And you know what? Hey, we can say what we want. Hey, Denver really should be up 2-1. I'm glad they're not. But if we look at this thing tonight.
You can make a case, sure.
Yes. Let me just say this one. Tonight, it would have been better for the Lakers to get blown out by 30 points and don't make a run in the fourth quarter. Because now Denver is going to go and watch tape what they did wrong.
Right, they got, Big Rob, they got the best of both worlds. I got to cut you off there because I do want to get to Anthony Davis, but I know what you're saying. What you're trying to say is at the end of the day, they not only got the win, they also got to watch a different Lakers strategy where they played zone, really went small, where AD was the five, and got to see a little bit of that. But I'm okay with that. I'd rather have the Lakers make this a game than lose by 20. That's my personal opinion there. Now, speaking of watching tape and seeing, you know, correcting some of their mistakes. How about the Lakers? How many mistakes did they have through the first three quarters? How many defensive lapses did they have? How many careless turnovers? How many times were they not boxing out and Denver was handling the boards? You're not going to win games like that. I actually like these type of challenges for the Lakers because you find out a lot about your team. And I think this loss for the Los Angeles Lakers, this should make them better. You know who's been great all series? It's been Anthony Davis. You know who needs to be better in the next game? It's Anthony Davis. Only 2 rebounds for AD. We know that's not an Anthony Davis type of game, Anthony Davis type of performance. Let's hear from AD.
What was the top of mind thing for you?
First three quarters, they're more physical than us. They play more desperation. They play harder. They were getting to 50-50 basketballs. They were the aggressors. And it showed in the first three. And then the fourth quarter, we started playing our style of basketball, able to get back, cut us to 3. Had a chance to take the lead. But when you're down, 20, and you're trying to, battle back everything, has to go right, kind of have a perfect storm. And we had opportunities. Then they made plays at the end, but we just didn't come out very aggressive and physical tonight.
Yeah, so the rebounding battle was a big one tonight, AD. You've had at least 10 rebounds in almost every game. Tonight they didn't seem to come your way. Did you notice anything specifically on the glass for you?
No, I had to do a better job on the glass personally. I can't have 2 rebounds for the entire game, so I have to be better in that aspect, but it's unacceptable. There's not really much I can say, but I just have to be better.
Anthony, it's Dave. You guys had won 6 games in a row, and obviously your last game was that euphoric ending. Do you think any of that contributed to the level you came out with tonight, just that things were rolling so well for you that maybe you lost a little bit of edge or a little bit of sharpness coming into tonight?
No, they're a good team. They're going to keep battling and keep fighting. That's kind of been their MO all entire playoffs. They're a team that's not going to go away. We don't expect them to go away. We have to be better, though. We turn the ball over crucial times. We miss a lot of shots, especially from 3. We didn't shoot the ball well from 3 tonight, as we've been doing in all other games. But we just have to be better. But we didn't come out slow because of the game before.
Hey, Anthony, you guys obviously still lead the series, but really going back to halftime of game 2, Denver has been the aggressors and has kind of set the style. What do you guys need to do to to really kind of reclaim control of this series, do you think?
We're still up 2-1. We have control of the series. We just got to come out in game four and play outside of basketball. We can't turn the ball over. We can't put them on the line. Our defense was great in the fourth quarter. And we got to be able to do that for all 48 minutes. We can't not play in the first three and then expect to win a game in the fourth. So if we come out and play outside of basketball, pushing the pace and you know, being scrappy and being aggressive on especially on defense, we'll be fine.
Allison?
When you guys were making that run back down 20, why do you think that you guys were so connected in that defense when you guys had struggled a little bit defensively in the early parts of the game? And how close did you really feel to completing that run?
I mean, when you're down, and especially 20, you got to be on the screen. You can't have mistakes. And obviously, we switched our defensive scheme up, our look up, and kind of took them out of some of the things that they wanted. And we were able to get stops and score in transition, which who we've been all season long and all playoffs long, being able to score in transition. We were able to do that, get some easy buckets. And, I mean, we were right there. I mean, we're down 3, 98-101. Kenny comes in wide open look. We all thought it was good. And it's a tie game. If he makes that, it's a tie game. Anything happens. But, we're on a roll. We had that mystery, and then we, me and Doe messed up on a fast break opportunity where, it should have been a guaranteed 2 points. But, we were right there. We kept fighting, and we know how we got to play going to game four from start to finish. We can't, get this team nothing easy. It's a team that you have to put them away. You can't just expect them to go away.
Yeah.
I apologize if this was already asked. Do you feel like over these last maybe 5 or 6 quarters that you guys have become too much of a jump shooting team? And how can you fix that? Are there things you guys can do to try? I know those are the shots that are there, and that's what Denver wants you to do. But are there ways to be more aggressive? And do you feel like you guys need to be more aggressive in attack?
They do a good job of pulling in. We have guys who can shoot the basketball. We've made shots the entire playoffs. Guys have made shots for us. I said this is maybe the first game in a while where we shot poorly from three. Like I said, guys have had open looks. Danny had open looks tonight. Kenny had open looks. So shots that we normally make, we just missed tonight. But they're going to continue to give it to us, and we got to be able to knock down shots. We feel like we're a good jump shooting team, but we also get to the basket as well. But we have to also realize that they close out very hard. They don't really stop short. They get good contests on our jump shots. So, pump fakes and driving to the basket, redriving and finding a open teammate is also a solution. But we're gonna continue to play our style of basketball. If the shot's open, we want you to shoot it. With no hesitation, no thinking. If you don't want to shoot it, drive the basketball and create for yourself or for another player.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. When we come back, we'll focus on your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. We'll also look ahead to Game 4 coming up on Thursday. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers basketball on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Dignity Health. Safety first, healing always. There's never been a better time to get the care you need. Visit dignityhealth.org/SoCal. I'm going to try and get through these phone calls, 877-710-ESPN, and then we'll talk a little bit about Game 4 coming up on Thursday. Brian, who's listening on Periscope all the way out in Nashville. Brian, appreciate you being a part of the show. Go ahead, bud.
Appreciate it, man. I haven't called in since Game 1 of the Portland Trailblazers series when I gave you my rapid fire.
Welcome back. Tonight.
So
welcome back, Brian.
Thank you. So first of all, I'll tell you what went wrong, and then I'll tell you what we need to do going forward.
Okay.
First of all, when you've got LeBron James, who has got two more rebounds than Caruso, Rondo, Dwight Howard, Kuzma, Morris, Davis, and JaVale McGee combined, we're going to lose the ball game. Hmm. Okay, number two, Jokic and Murray, yeah, they're going to get theirs. They're great players. That's what you expect. But when you let Jeremy Grant go 26. Off for 26.7-11 shooting and he gets to the free throw line 12 times from Jeremy Grant, not acceptable. Cannot let that happen. Moving forward, what we got to do to win the next game, and you better believe game four could be a must-win game. Yes, I said a must-win game because you don't want to give a team like this too much confidence and get them rolling and everything like that. We want to keep the pressure on them. What we got to do is get back to bully ball, got to drive to the paint. Anthony Davis has got to, you know, post up. But more what we got to get out of our shooting is Markieff Morris needs more set design plays for him, Alan. He came into the night 9 of 10 from the three-point line.
He needs more minutes, too.
He can't do math. That's 90%. He's got to get more involved. He's the one guy that can make these knockdown shots. Frank Vogel's got to get him more involved, and we've got to get to the paint, and we've got to get to the free throw line, get back to Laker bully ball. That's
Brian,
it.
Great stuff. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling in. Let's keep rolling here. Edgar in L.A., you're on the Pizza Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Edgar.
Yo, okay, so I think that if we double-team Jamal Murray, as soon as he passes up the half-court line, I think that's all we got to do because you cannot let both of those guys beat us. You can let one guy, so pick and choose. Either you double-team Jokic or you double-team Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he crosses the half-court line, you're sending another guy at him. That's it.
Well, Edgar, and I appreciate you calling in, Lakers are going to have to make some adjustments because there's sometimes where defensively Lakers look great and there's other times where things are just too comfortable. I will give Jamal Murray some credit here. It's not just the points. It's 12 dimes as well. It's dagger shots that he's hitting. He's playing big-time basketball. I said this from the start, and I'll repeat it again. Maybe I don't give Denver enough credit. This all comes down to the Los Angeles Lakers. You got the two best players left in the Orlando bubble. You got veterans and you got role players all over this roster. Figure out a way to get two more wins. Lakers got a chance coming up on Thursday. Dennis in LA. Go ahead, bud.
He cut me off.
Dennis in LA. Line two, you're on. Go ahead, bud.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. One thing that I'm worried about is not just Danny Green. You got Kuzma and then KCP. Somebody else has to show up besides LeBron and AD. They have to be aggressive and take it inside like they did in game one because, like that guy from Nashville said, bully ball. Otherwise, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle like this. You know, we need to take it inside and make those refs, either make the call or not.
Yeah, free throw line for the Lakers, by the way. Appreciate you calling in, Dennis. Not exactly ideal for the Lakers, 14-22, and they took 7 less free throws than the Nuggets. But I actually agree, this being more aggressive, that thought process, that strategy, nothing wrong with that. Make the referees blow their whistle. Go at Jokic. Maybe you can get Jokic with 3 fouls in the first half. Final call I want to take real quick. DJ Avi here in Los Angeles, appreciate you calling in, bud. You're on the Pizza at Lakers postgame show.
Thank you, Alan. What's up? How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. It's a big game coming up on Thursday for the Lakers.
I know. I mean, I feel LeBron's pressure right now. I mean, he's from one part. He's like, should I do the same thing I did to the other players, to the other teams, or should I just make it a game 6 to make it more fun? You know, it's like you got to think the pressure.
Well, I tell you this, and I appreciate you calling in. Everybody that called in tonight on the post game show, we got some great calls. Not worried about LeBron and pressure. Definitely that's not my concern, is worried about LeBron James and the pressure. All good on that front. But this is what I do worry about with the Lakers. You can't get disinterested. You can't have lapses. You can't bring 20 minutes of solid play in a 48-minute game and think you're going to get away with it. And you can't do it against, one of the things that you have to appreciate from this Denver Nuggets team, they kind of don't care what everybody says about them. They don't care what you think. They're not worried about, that LeBron's won championships in the past, that this is a Lakers franchise. No. You got to go get it from the Denver Nuggets. You have to be the team that, you come out in game 4. We'll talk about game 4 for a quick second here. We just got about a minute left. this is a big time game for both of these teams, both of these franchises, but of course for the Los Angeles Lakers. If I want to look big picture, and we're always trying to look big picture for the Los Angeles Lakers, it's not just about this series. You want to wrap up this series as soon as you can. If you can do it in five games, take advantage of it. You win that game coming up on Thursday, you got a stranglehold on the series. I know, I understand. The Denver Nuggets have won two series in a row, down 3-1. I'll take my chances with the Los Angeles Lakers. But what you don't want to do is you're in a 7-game dogfight. You have no idea what happens in that type of game. And then it does kind of hurt you in the finals as well. Game four, Thursday, coverage beginning at 4 p.m., so don't forget about that. We appreciate everybody tuning into our broadcast. Thank you for tuning in on the social front as well. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.